smart and very skilled at building consensus. Two traits not listed on Kagan's resume, but they sure won't hurt her chances of confirmation. CNN's Kate Baldwin has a closer look.
Elena Kagan here congratulating retiring Justice John Paul Stevens on his long and distinguished career.
If you ever argue before the Supreme Court, beware. Underlying Justice Stevens' extraordinary politeness, extraordinary courtesy, danger awaits.
Now the Solicitor General could fill the very seat Justice Stevens is vacating at the end of this term.
Thank you, Justice Stevens.
A 50-year-old New York City native, Kagan is a former dean of Harvard Law School, where she also received her law degree. She worked in the Clinton White House and is currently the federal government's top lawyer before the Supreme Court. She's argued six cases herself since taking over the job in 2009. During confirmation hearings for that position, some senators were skeptical Kagan had the necessary experience because she's never been a judge and had at that point never argued a case before the Supreme Court or any court for that matter.
How are you going to handle that and how are you going to prepare yourself?
I'm very confident that I'm up to this part of the job as I am to all the many other parts. I think I bring up a lifetime of learning and study of the law, and particularly of the constitutional and administrative law issues that form the core of the court's docket. I think I bring up some of the communication skills that have made me, I'm just going to say, a famously excellent teacher.
Now, Kate Baldwin joining us now from outside the Supreme Court. So, Kate, how unusual is it for a Supreme Court justice to have zero experience as a judge?
It is unusual, and I think it is some 40 years since the last time that this has happened. And really, it cuts both ways. While some will say that they're concerned about her thin judicial record, because liberals will say that they want to make sure she's a reliable liberal. Everyone is very clear that she is a Democrat with a big D. But the question is, this is a nomination. You can't take this job back, Kara. You know that. So President Obama wants to be very sure, and liberals especially want to be very sure that whoever gets on that court, they can rely on to be a reliable liberal. You'll hear that a little bit more. But at the same time, as I said, it cuts the other way. Her limited paper trail also offers much less for conservative critics to go through to try to weed through and look at, what she said on the record. So they could also work in her favor in that regard.